1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden says he regrets using the word illegal when referring to an immigrant during his exchange with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene at the State of the Union address, telling MSNBC.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country. And he never would have been under the Trump policy.
Former President Trump at a rally tonight in Rome, Georgia. Mr. Trump urged Republican lawmakers to oppose a bill boosting Border Patrol agents and border security efforts. They did, and it failed. President Biden says Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is hurting Israel with his Gaza campaign. That to MSNBC. Because of spreading gang violence in Haiti, the State Department urges Americans to leave. But with both international airports closed, foreigners are stranded. This is ABC News. More on the deadly National Guard chopper crash near the U.S.-Mexico border. ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Two National Guard soldiers and a U.S. Border Patrol agent were killed, another soldier in critical condition. First responders and Border Patrol agents Friday swarming the crash site in the Rio Grande Valley town of La Grulla, about 3.5 hours south of San Antonio. Authorities say the helicopter was part of Operation Lone Star, Texas Governor Greg Abbott's $10 million mission to keep migrants from entering the U.S.
Tomorrow's the biggest night in Hollywood, where ABC's Melissa Don is.
Scott George and the Osage Singers expected to perform their nominated song from Killers of the Flower Moon, along with Billie Eilish and Phineas and Ryan Gosling's jam from Barbie.
Here we are again. I wonder how many people would notice if I just did the same jokes I did last year.
And Oscar host Jimmy Kimmel is back.
Oppenheimer leads with 13 Oscar nominations. The Academy Awards are at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC TV. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah, I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time now for the Layer on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group with the Civil Engineers, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, Rob. The Civil Engineers started building bridges to funk, rock, and soul in Madison in 2013 and saving bridges somewhere along the way. The seven-piece signature groove features the soaring vocals of Molly Fish, underscored by a funky rhythm section that gives way to hard-hitting horns. Tonight, we have a special version of the Civil Engineers, an acoustic quartet. Right now, Molly, Tim, Jason, and Educational Davis, they are in the studio. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
So, for our listeners who may not be familiar, you guys are normally a seven-piece band. How did you three end up holding the bag here?
That's a good question. You know, I like to think of the vocals, the bass player playing acoustic guitar, a sub guitar player, and a sax player really is the core of any band. Those are all the members you need, I think. Yeah. The rest of them can eat crow if they don't want to come to a gig.
I know bassists, they always want to play guitar.
You know, they always want to play guitar. Tilo actually was originally a guitar player in this band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I think I remember that back in the beginning.
Back in the day.
Yeah, and you grow into the spots that you're needed. And we needed a bass, and so that's how I started.
Wow.
And the rest is history. He's now one of the funkiest bass players in Wisconsin.
He is. He's got a great, you know, walking bass lines. I've always noticed that about your music. For our listeners who are not familiar with the Civil Engineers, tell us a little bit about the band's backstory and why are you called the Civil Engineers? Is that some kind of like Mason's code, like secret?
Ooh, it should be. We should come up with a code. We, way, way back in 2012, played our very first gig, and we were dubbed the Civil Engineers by the folks at that gig because we'd written our first original song called Save the Bridge, and who builds bridges? Civil Engineers.
Aha!
So that is the secret, and we'll be playing Save the Bridge later tonight, so you'll get to hear a little bit of that first song.
And the third EP for the Civil Engineers is called Heads on Berts, which won a Mama Award for Best Pop Album in 2022. Molly, you've added pop singer to your repertoire. That's got to feel pretty good, you know, to be recognized by your fans and peers for such an award.
For sure. We love the Mamas. We love performing. We performed at the Mamas announcement party, finalist announcement party last year, and we always, on Father's Day, a bunch of our dads were there. It was a super fun show at Wisconsin Brewing Company, and we always appreciate the support of the fans.
And absolutely. The parental support, that's great.
And parental support.
Even when you're all grown up.
That's right. Very grown up.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with the Civil Engineers Acoustic Quartet. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the first song that you have for us tonight, it's called Blind Pigeons. I mean, are they at least equipped with, like, sonar?
So, I looked up the article that I originally read, which created this song.
He wrote this song.
Oh, sorry.
Tim Lopez.
This is me.
Song by Tim Lopez.
Tim Lopez, Tilo. And there was an article in Nature about how pigeons can hear the electromagnetic waves of the earth. And that's how homing pigeons move around. There's a lot of science behind it. We don't know what the science is, but it exists. Pigeons find themselves even when they can't see.
And then he used it to write a song that is really meaningful and more about loneliness and finding your people. So, you know, so there's a lot of science behind it, but
so pigeons do have sonar.
I would say in a sense, but it's like they can hear the electromagnetic waves. So like every location has an actual like electromagnetic signature. It's like a GPS tracking system, something like that. But
they must hate electric cars, right? Like
they might. And we don't know.
That's probably why they poop on them.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Wow.
But the idea behind the song is that sometimes you find your people. Those people come to you, whether or not it's when you're moving from place to place, and you don't know how or why or what draws you to your group. But for me, moving from La Crosse to Madison, that was something that I felt when I went to the bar, the Up North, and the People Brothers Band and all those people. So that's what that song is about.
Nice. Blind Pigeons with Sonar. This is the Civil Engineers. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio live in the lair. We are local music. Oh, we have a microphone. Oh, there we go. We're back. Thank you.
sail into another world. And I found it's not that different from home. Soon enough I'll find you like a pigeon searching through a storm. Lips were dry, so I stepped up to the bar. Your thoughts matched mine, hands outstretched with a card to hold the spotlight. Soon enough I found myself familiar with someone unknown. Might be too late for that kind of thing. I'm wrapped in whiskey and I'm sure if I'm stumbling. Maybe tomorrow, if permitted by time, we'll recreate golden nostalgic garden frames of mine. Ever met your past in a stranger's eyes? Were you comforted by the memories of loves gone by? Did you ever find yourself wondering where in your mind did they slip to? Later on, conversation. I always cast a wind freely spent with more than whispers in the dark when no one listened in. Soon less call forces a decision made several times before. Might be too late for that kind of thing. I'm wrapped in whiskey and unsure if I'm stumbling. Maybe tomorrow, if permitted by time, we'll recreate golden nostalgic garden frames of mine. And if our paths cross, hope I remember your name. We're tracing, circling forward like propellers on a plane. You cast my memory to a warm place in time, and I swear if those days could return, what I'd give. A petrified thought and cause for concern. Don't dwell in the past, leave them bridges unburned. Might be too late for that kind of thing. I'm wrapped in whiskey and I'm sure if I'm stumbling. Maybe tomorrow, if permitted by time, we'll recreate golden nostalgia, God, frames of mine. Frames of mine.
You are listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, powered by the Aaron Weber Group.
All right, we are back with the civil engineers, Tim Lopez. Let's get to know a little more about the band tonight. T-Lo, Tim Lopez, tonight you're on guitar, but normally you're on the bass. How did you get into music? What is your backstory?
So originally, I started out on piano, and the reason being is because I was diagnosed early on with ADD, if that's a surprise to you. But my mom found out that getting kids involved in music early on can help. It's sort of a treatment that didn't require Ritalin. And so that was what she put me in. And 5 years old, I was playing piano and then picked up the cello in third grade when I was eight. And I got my first guitar when I was in high school, and it was mostly guitar until I joined the band, 10 years ago. So
and then picked up the bass.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing is that we our first guitar player, he was playing like the original arrangement. I was playing acoustic guitar. He was playing an electric guitar. And Chris Castro, who was our first guitar player, like he was, there was no chance that like when we ended up like having to figure out who's going to play bass, there was no chance it was going to be him. So, you know, that's how it goes. I'm sure that's the story for most bass players.
I think it is. You're absolutely right. And I was going to ask about your parents' role in your musical upbringing. Now, did they also play music or?
My dad played the mean clarinet, I'm told. Never heard it. It's been in a box. It actually he just gave Carl Redke, our drummer, his clarinet that he played in high school. But other than that, it's been more of like the encouragement. They've always found like they were the type of parents that were at every show, they're at every concert, that sort of thing. For Christmas, I was getting guitar pedals, I was getting an electric guitar. Getting amps, that was kind of the thing growing up.
Wow, helps to have ADD.
No, oh yeah, we gotta get this kid. Yeah.
So normally the civil engineers perform as a 7-piece band, but today you have stripped down the instrumentation to highlight Molly's vocals for songs that are not normally in your set list. So tell us a little bit about the special arrangements that we have today, and what goes into stripping things down.
Yeah, when we were thinking about doing this gig, we actually, and knew a couple people couldn't be here, we thought it would be a fun opportunity to dive back into some of these older songs that we used to do when Tilo did play guitar in our band and even wrote that song that we just played. He wrote it on guitar and then played it on guitar originally in our band. So I feel like this was a cool opportunity to showcase that he's still got the chops. And then the fact that you can hear that you can hear me a little bit better just kind of makes it for a fun challenge for me to, you know, have to actually show up and perform instead of just being drowned out by horns. Just kidding, Jason. Sorry, he doesn't like it when I tell him that he drowns me out. But it's a constant battle between vocalists and horn sections, I believe, in the funk world. But it's we play a lot of genres of music is the thing, and we always have. When we started, we